misa. And Rashi says, "Kol misa ha'omor b'lovnei noyach, eini lo l'sayif." By a goy, the only misa receives is only sayif. So therefore, you can't bring me a limud. You can't learn out what the loch of ayam achashay for loisachaya from the pasuk of shivas amimim. Because by the goyim, there the owner receives sayif. But by a Jew, it could be he receives the more stronger misa of stila. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva is right. Then Azba Yom Ben Azai says, Nema the Pesach says, right, Ben Azai Yom Ben Azai says, Ben Azai Yom Nema it says, Mechashay for lois techayah. Do not leave a witch alive. The Nema it says, right next to it, Kol Sheikhiv in Behemah Mois Yumas. A person lives with an animal also gets Misa. So some Chuinyin Loi, it says the two parts, two Pesukim, one next to another. So Ma Sheikhiv in Behemah, just like if you live with an animal. Peskila, it says the domam bom. We learn how to mean skila is af mechashef peskila. A witch also receives skila. Omar lo Rabbi Yudah, Yudah says back, no, Rabbi Yudah doesn't dash in smichas. He doesn't like this type of a drosha. Omar lo Rabbi Yudah, v'chi nepnei she somchu inyin loy, noitzu azev eskila. Just because the Pesach put the next lab of Kol Sheikhiv in Behemah next to the Inyan of Mechashef Leischaya, is that alone enough of a reason to give a Mechashef for Skila? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, at least in the rest of the Torah, in Devarim it's a Shaila. Maybe there he dash in Smuchim in Devarim. But in the other Svarim, he does not dash in Smuchim. So Yehuda says, that's not a good reason. Just because the Torah put one Pasha next to another, that's not a reason to give him such a strong Misa of Skila. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that a Mechashefa receives Skila? Ella is like this. Oiv v'yedoini b'chlal mechashefa moyu. There will b'chlal the regular witch. They also do witchcraft. Oiv v'yedoini. They talk with the nesim, they have the bone in their mouth, and they talk through the bone. That's also a type of a power of witch. Witchcraft. Now, how come it went out from the regular pasuk of mechashefa loisachaya? Why do we need a special law, a special einish for oiv v'yedoini? For lama yosu, is lahakish alayim, to learn out from them to other witchcraft. For loimaloch, Ma oivi yudoni, just like oivi yudoni, the Torah says, the skilo, that a person that does this type of witchcraft, he receives skilo, af mechashef, any witch, the skilo also receives skilo. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's how I know a mechashefa means a skilo. Yeah. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, why? How do you learn out from oivi yudoni? Levi oivi yudoni shneik suvim aboyin kiyechod. And the klal is v'chol shneik suvim aboyin kiyechod ein melamdim. The Torah doesn't say it once, it says it twice. It says it by the mechashef of oiv and the mechashef of yudoni, two different types of kishuf. And by both of them the Torah says they receive skila. So maybe the klal is shneik suvim. If the Torah says something twice, like why did it say it an extra time? Let it just say it once and I would learn out. It says it twice to teach us only here and no place else. And Rashi says, Hevel el mechtav chad, it just should have said one. Oy, 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 yudoni. Polishtik and not more. So how could you, Rabbi Yehuda, say for me, learn out all over, that should be a klal ein melamdin. The chol shneik sumo boin ki echad ein melamdin, the klal is. So Amar Rabbi Zecharia, the Zecharia says, Oda Omra. Like Rashi says, it means, Kamoi hod Omra, from here, or Zay Samaris. From here we learn out, from this statement of Rabbi Yehuda, we learn out, that Kisava Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds, that shneik sumo boin ki echad melamdin, yes, you can still learn out from it. That's also derech of the Torah. Even though the Torah says something twice, it could still be to learn out. A third pasuk he would hold ein melamdin. But just two psukim, that's also urchei, the Torah says something twice sometimes, also teach us to learn out. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That I know mechashefu lo yisachayim means the skila from the fact of oiv yedoni receives skila. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda said, Lama nikra shimon kishofim, why is a witch, why are they called kishofim? Shamachishin famalia shomala. They have some type of a koyach, a power that they go against the upstairs famalia. They go against the teva of Shemayin. Rashi says, Shofim koyachash famalia shomala shal misha nigzal chayes v'misin. Sometimes even though a person was supposed to live, a witchcraft, a witch has a power to have him killed. So that's called a little bit, he's going against his bimach, is taking away the strength of Famalia, the upstairs Bezdin. Then the Mosque is not like that. The Pesach says, Ein Oid Muvadai. There's nothing else except Hashem. There's no other power but Hashem. Omer Rebbe Chanan Bechina says, Afilu Ludovic Shoshan, that means even a kishuf, even a witchcraft, cannot go against the will of Hashem. If Hashem does not want somebody to die, so a kishuf, a magician, cannot kill him. So the Mara says, we'll soon see what the answer is. How who is it? So there was a lady. She wanted to take some dirt from under the feet of Rabbi Chanina in order to do some witchcraft with him. So he said to her, if you're able to do this, if you're going to think you're able to take with your witchcraft and do something to me, Zilavidi, go and try. Why? He was so sure, because the Pasuk says, like if Hashem does not want you to harm me, you will not be able to harm me, Ksiv. Tamar says, Aini, it's not that way. How did Rabbi Chanina say this? How did he say this? I have Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Lomo Nikra Shimon Mechashefim. Why do we call them Mechashefim? Why is a witch called the Kishuf? Shamachisha Famaya Shamala. They do have some type of a power. They could go against the will of Hashem. They could make something different. But Rashi said, if somebody's supposed to live, and they have their witchcraft to kill him, they could kill him sometimes. How could Rabbi Chanina be so sure of himself? He won't be hurt. It's mashma not like that. Mechashef Kishef has the power to it. So Morin says, Shani Rabbi Chanina, the Nofres Chusei. That Avad, as we know, the Potik Ein Oid Lovada, that's the truth. That if Hashem has a will not to do harm to somebody, no matter what they try and do, they can't do it. Just means, though, that they do have this power to do harm. And if Hashem does not stop them, they could do it. So Rabbi Chanina, he was so sure of himself, he had such a big chus, he was such a big tzaddik, that he knew that Hashem would not let them harm him. Therefore, he was not afraid of them.
Don't we say that every Tana had the ability to raise the dead? They were sure that...
Well, that was the Gemara we had before. That was the next source. We had it before. That was the Kayach of the Sefer Yisrael Yisrael, right? They knew how to create people. That was before. Right. So Rashi says, Afilu Kshatin, Ein Behen Kayach Lefonai, Legzerosai, Shein Kayach Mavadai. So he answered back that since he's such a big tzaddik,
that for sure min Hashemayim will come down to help me. So that's the pshat. There's no theory here. That if Hashem wants to, they will not be able to harm you. Just there is such a power. That's like teva. The person's not supposed to walk through the streets and say that I won't get run over. I mean, there's a power. There's a teva. There's a kayach of kishuf also. Just Rabbi Chanina, he was sure his chusim would save him. How is allowed to be sending on his chusim? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Stop, we'll get here. Okay. Omer Rebbe Avoy, Bar Nagri, Omer Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Bilteyim. What does the pasuk, what does the word Bilteyim mean? That's Elu Maisa Shadim. That's a witch that works with the Shadim. He can't do it by himself. He has to come onto the Shadim, to the demons, they have to help him. Bilteyim, when the pasuk says Bilteyim, Elu Maisa Kshofim. That's the witch could do it with his own power. He does not have to come onto the Shadim. He could do it by himself. Mashma, the sword by itself turns around and protects itself. Rashi says, turns around by itself. In other words, daima to a witch that does not have to come onto Shadim. He does not need the help of demons. He could do it by himself. Omar Abaya, Abaya said like this. The kapad amon, if you see a witch that needs a special type of a kli, a special type of a plate, shade, you know he has to come on to shade him. He has to work with the demons. The white kapad amon, if you see a witch that does not need any special type of a plate, he could do his witchcraft with anything, that's kshofim. He has his own power without the demons. Omer Abaya, hilchos kshofim, the halacha of a witch, you should know, kihilcha shabbos, it has the same halacha as like hilcha shabbos. What does that mean? Yesh meyem beskila. Certain witchcraft you do, you chayev skila for it. V'yesh meyem poter avlosa. Some are osim in the yiraisa, but you pot, you don't get an oinish, you don't get misa. V'yesh meyem muta, lechatchila. There are certain type of witchcraft that you're allowed to do lechatchila. What are the three cases? Hoise maise, like our Mishnah. Hoise maise beskila. A witch that does a real action of witchcraft, but that is chayev skila. Hoich is a sernayim yon, he makes an illusion, he makes us look. It looks to us like he's doing something, but really nothing's happening. Potter. For that it's only Yosem and Yiraisa, but you're not Chayeskila. Avalosa. It's Potter Avalosa. Mutla Chetchila. Where's the case that's Mutla Chetchila? Could the Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Shia. Now what did they do? That Kol Marle Shabsa, every Erev Shabbos, have the Aske Behilchos Yitzira. They were able to learn through the Hilchos Yitzira. to create people. And the Omivri Lu Igla Tilsa, they created themselves a beautiful cow, a third-born cow. The meat is excellent. The Achilai, and they ate it. So this type of a kishuf is mutter to do. Rashi says, Iske Bilchus Yitzira, O Memele Ivrilu, by itself was created. Egla Til Sayidei, Shiyum, it's Sarf and Oisius Hashem. They were putting together different words of Hashem. Shebem Nivroelim, that's the way Hashem created this world. V'yenkan Mishum Nachashefes. That's not considered witchcraft. Why? The Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hohen. Ayidei Shem Kedusha Shalayhu. This is called Maisa of Hashem. This is Mutla Chachila. Even though it looks a little bit like witchcraft, they're creating a cow that wasn't here yet, but since they're not doing it with the power of Tumah, of Kishuf, but they're doing it with the Shemus of Hashem, that's Mutah, that's Mutla Chachila. So every Shabbos they had that meat, because they created their own cow. Omer of Ashivashi said, Chazina Leili Avu with the Karna, I saw Karna's father, he was a Mechash, he was a witch. The Dinofitz, he blew his nose, the Shadi Kricha Vishiroi, and out of his nose came some silk clothing. Silk or string came out of his nose. That was type of witchcraft he did. Rashi says, not for Rashi says, Choit Maybekai, he blew his nose strong. The Shadi Kricha Vishiroi Menchirov, Mashle Chaticha Shomilam, pieces of silk came out of his nose. Pasuk says, Vayoymu HaChatumim Aparo, the Chatumim, the witchcraft said to Paro, Etspel him he. That the mark of kinim, lice, has to be from Hashem. That's not with the power of kishuf. Omer Rebbe Loza, mikan, here we learn out, shein hashed yochel livrois ber yapchusa mikasero. That a witch cannot create a barrier smaller than a barley. And the kinim are so small, so they knew that cannot come from witchcraft, that had to be the etzbel kim. No, witchcraft, they cannot create anything. Real creation, they can't even create something big like a camel. All they could do is they just gather them together. The witchcraft just gather together bigger animals. They have a power of kishuf to gather them together, but not to really create a new animal. But a berry katana, such a small one, like kinim, they don't even have the power to gather them together. That's why the pasuk says, Etzpel lekimhi. Omalei Rav, l'Rebbe Chiyo, l'Didi Chazli Hitaya. I once saw a certain Arab, a witch, an Arab, t'shakna l'sasira, he took a sword, v'gadya l'gamla, and he stabbed his camel, v'toraf lei v'tavlo, and he slammed him down like a board. V'toraf lei v'tavlo, he came to be like a board. Rashi says, "Not a cherev a chota gomel evorm." He cut his camel into pieces, and ruah looked like it was straight out. The torah le betavla v'kum. Oh no! The torah le betavla. Then Rashi says he rang the bell. Rashi says kishkish le bezug. Right? He rang the bell. He rang his bell there. V'kum, and the camel got up. I saw it with my own eyes. The way a witchcraft fair, he killed the camel, sliced him to pieces, and then the camel got up again. Correct, like creating. Or Malay said no. Lavos Rachi, answer this, let me hear. Dam, did you see any blood there? Oporta, oporta mi heavy, was any schmutz, any dirt there? Did you see blood or dirt? No, he didn't see anything. El is such a thing, hayi achizas enayin heavy. That was only illusion, did you know he did not really kill him, he did not really stab him, the camel was there the whole time, it's only illusions what he did. But not that he has the power to be machayim mason, like to really kill the camel, and then to bring it to life again. Ziri ikloy Alexandria Shamatrayim. Ziri went to visit the home of Kishuf. He went down to Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Zoban Chamra. So he went and he bought a donkey there. Kimotali Ashkuya Maya, when he took him home and started to load him up with water, he brought him to drink some water. Poshar, the donkey flattened out, like melted away. The Kom Gamla the Duskani. And it came to be like a board of a bridge. The whole donkey flattened out, came like a piece of wood.
The water takes it away.
Right, I will soon see. On my way, so the people there said back to Ziri, Elad Ziri, if you're not a great person, Ziri, push to someone who was the Malchus there. It was not the actual merchants. The merchants knew with Kishuf that they originally took a board, and from a board they made it into a camel. And now later, when you go to water, water always checks over Kishuf. So when they went to the water, that made it back to original state. So really it was only a piece of wood. So the Malchus said to Ziri, At, if it wasn't for Ziriat, we have a Madrin Lecho, we would not return the money to you. But Meika Midi, Meiki the Zavin Midi Hocha, where Bodek Layamaya, don't you know that Nachsandria Mitzrayim, there's all type of witchcraft here. Nobody buys anything here until you first take it to water. Water has the power to check over Tumah. This could be the Asmat to go to the Mikvah, right? That a Mikvah water has the power to go over Tumah. Even Kishuf, when it comes to water, it's checked over. If you want to know if something is really true, if it's there or not, bring it to the water. The water will check it out. Write it. Right, so Yanai Ikloi. Gemara says Yanai. Rashi says Ikloi Lehu. Rashi Loi Gasim. Don't call him Rebbe Yanai. The La Vinish Malihu Shosik Shofim. He was a witch. So don't, he's not Rebbe Yanai here. He's Tam Yanai. Yanai Ikloi Luish Pizi. He went to an inn. Omalhu. He said there Ashkaya Maya. Please give me some water to drink. Krivo Shesisa. Instead of giving water, they brought him Shesisa, which is a drink that has flour inside it also. If Chaza to come Rashi Shesosa. So Yanai saw that the lady, the waitress, her mouth, her lips were moving. In other words, he knew that she was a kishu, a mechashefa, that she was saying some lachash there. So shoda puto minei, he took a little bit of it. Heve akrivei. Rashi says, shoda puto, she says, mina mashkula, she threw some of the drink to the ground, but nasa krovna came out to be snakes. So he said to her, listen, I drank from your drink. He, at least he made believe as if he drank from it. As if to say, you played a trick on me, now let me go play a trick back on you. I'm also a kishif. I'm also a witch. Please, you drink from my drink now also. Ashkuya, so he gave her the drink. Heavy chamra, she changed over into a donkey. She became a donkey. Rochva, and he rode on top of her. He sat on top of her and started to ride through the streets. Solik Lishuki went down to the marketplace. So in the marketplace, Osa Chavrata, she had another friend, another witch, that recognized her. So the witch could recognize that this donkey is her girlfriend. She recognized her. So Poshrula, he strained her out. He did some witchcraft. Poshrula, Chazia, so came out now, but Yana kept on riding atop of her. But now Chazia the Rechiba, Vekoya Isisa, Peshuka. Everybody was speaking that Yana is running on a lady in the middle of the shuk. In other words, her friend strained her out, made her back into a lady again, but still Yana was running on her. Kiss it is a kayach of witchcraft. Plus it says, Vatal ha-tzvadeya, that the frog came up, the mark of tzvadeya. Vatichas ha-teret mitzrayim, covered up the earth mitzrayim. So what was it? Omri ablozer, tzvadeya achasoyt, there was only one big frog that came out. Maybe not even big, right? And a shritza, it gave out all the kids. Or molekularot mitzrayim, the whole mitzrayim came from this one frog that gave off other frogs. Kid tanoim, as the machlekes tanoim, the kiva roimer tzvadeya achasoyt. He learns there's only one tzvadeya. Or molekularot mitzrayim, this one tzvadeya bursted up into thousands, millions of small frogs. Or molekularot blazer ben azai, he said no. Akiva. What are you doing dashing psukim saying Haggadah is here? That's not for you. Kola midrasecha, stop saying these words. Your blood Mazad is not like that Joshua. And he said rather, Valech Eitzel Negoyim Beholis. You're a Bekib with your great chokhmah of wisdom. Go learn the hard parts of Torah. Go learn Negoyim and Oilis. But leave Joshua's alone. Don't say Haggadah. Why? Because he held Reb Lezer ben Azaria held that there were millions of frogs that came up. It wasn't only one frog. The Gemara says Chana Kiva was no. No, he learns like this. Svadei achas oyser. Reb Lezer, there was one frog in the pasuk says true. But what did he do? Shokum lehem v'heim bo. He gave a scream, and all the other frogs came to help him out. So it wasn't from one frog Yishritzu came out million. Right, he gave it. Right. He called for help. He calls for help, and all the other frogs came and helped him. That's the two sheep.
All right, the turnover. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva that the Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva said over Mishum Rabbi Yeshua that Shnayim loitim kishurim there be two type of mechashefers. One is chayv misa, one's not. But Rabbi Kiva said over the name of Yeshua, Mashmi learned from Yeshua. So more is the question.